Hey, future Ancona, how are you? What are you doing right now? What are you wearing right now? Who's behind you right now? Where are your children? But you can't change that because I'm the past. You cannot change me.
I can only change the past. You can't change the future.
Are you? Are you? What Ancona are you right now? I'm having a conversation with future me.
I'm present Ancona.
To the Monarch Experience Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Ancona. Here at the Monarch Experience Podcast, we are giving students the platform to be able to voice their opinions about what matters most to them. Today, the thing that matters most, we're talking Bollywood, Bollywood movies. We're talking everything related to the genre. But before we experience this, make sure that you're following us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on TikTok at MonarchXP. See all the wonderful things that our content creators, Umar, Shreya, and Rohan are creating on TikTok. If it's good, it's theirs. If it's lame or you don't like it, it's likely something that I posted then. So let's see if you can figure out which one's which. On Snapchat, you can always add us at the Monarch Experience Podcast. Say hi. No. Actually, just kidding. Do something more than just say hi. I think I've ranted about this a few times. Say what you liked about the last episode. Say something. Say an idea for a topic. Don't just say hi. That's weird. It's creepy. What do you want me to say back? Hi. And then that's it. And then our conversation dies. And then now we have no connection. And then we never know each other. Terrible, terrible thing. Akshat's reacting like he's said hi to me before. And I've been like, what do you want? I will always respond. So I will always respond on Snapchat. I love getting to talk to students, former students, future students, past students, current students, and most importantly, fans of the podcast. That's what this podcast is all about. It's for you. And you can also follow us on Twitter and MySpace at TheMonarchXP. And there is no MySpace. Those jokes are getting lame. No more jokes, though, because we've got three incredible guests here today that are experts in the world of Bollywood. First, we've got Paki. Paki, say hi to our audience.
Hello.
Oh, nice. Paki, do you have any family members that have been on the podcast before?
Yeah, my older sister, Sayuri, she was on the podcast in 2019.
Nice. One of my favorite episodes was Coming to America, students from other countries. That was like the most of like all the episodes that I felt like I came away learning something. Like, that was the big one. And in the last 50 days, when I've been reflecting on the last 50 episodes of the podcast, that was like a big takeaway. Make sure you say hi to Sayuri. Major shout out to your sister, Sayuri. We've got Akshat.
This introduction isn't lame.
It sure wasn't.
It wasn't.
You know, I believe that if you say something, it comes true.
I am the best at, I don't know.
No, yeah. See? You are the best at what we don't know.
Yeah.
And then we've got Yash. Yash, say something to our audience.
Actually, they call me DCB on streets.
Oh. Yeah.
He's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call me DCB, though.
Love letters?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my songs. Yeah. I have six others.
Wow. I can't wait to hear them all. No. You got to get them on Spotify, right? Yeah.
Except they have like 10,000 curses, so I couldn't put it on.
Yeah, let's not put those on there. All right, you potty mouth. Yash. Yash.
He says the bad words, not me.
Oh, good. Oh, who are you?
I'm Akshat.
Are you the, wait, who's, it's a duel?
No, I didn't say anything bad.
Oh, featured.
He says all the bad words.
Oh, you come in with all the good words.
Yeah, because you were too embarrassed. You made me say it.
Okay. If we stressed over every little single thing that we did, and that whether who wrote the lyrics is irrelevant, Yash. It depends on who says it.
That sounds like someone who didn't write any lyrics.
That sounds like someone who had all his work done for, which was not me, but it was Yash.
Well,
I did all the work for Yash.
Speaking of doing a lot of work, we have to give Yash a lot of credit because Yash, as well as Paki, actually produced this entire episode. So for our listeners who don't understand, we're not going to get too much behind the scenes, but you guys, Yash, you came to me with the idea of doing an episode on Bollywood months ago, I think, right? And you had met, a lot of this started with a movie that you had recommended to me, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But you kind of took the reins on this, like, big time, and you produced this, you created the kind of like the chapters and like the outline of where this is going. And Paki, you contributed too. Akshat, you haven't done anything. But you believe though we should give you credit for that.
I did color schemes. You, I did the color.
Did you
schemes
do the color the, schemes?
Yes, I was the my first idea. One who did red. I did every you color did. Scheme on this.
Yeah.
So, on like, this bad boy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was the one who said the binge watching thing. Yash was actually so lacking initiative on
actually,
that.
Actually, I watched all the movies
initiative.
That we
let
watched.
The record show that he lacked initiative. Let the record show.
But so these colors were unbelievably helpful. So
yes. Now we can see that I did most of the that Yash did most of the work. And that I basically did a lot of it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the orange, that was my idea. I chose myself for orange.
And I think it represents you very well.
Actually, I don't have a favorite color.
Because you're wearing an orange mask.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you've got a red shirt on.
It's maroon.
And
it's
you've
maroon.
You've got a blue jacket. Oh, my God.
I'm 14 and this
coincidence.
Is
coincidence.
This
and,
is maroon.
And I have a black beard. Crazy. All right. So we're here to talk about Bollywood. We're here to talk about everything about Bollywood movies and everything in between. Chatting about... introduce us to what this world that is totally... A new, I mean, it's not new, but for me, like, this is an entirely new world that I have ventured into in watching part of a movie and trying to do some research on this too. So just for our audience that maybe is clicking on this and that maybe has an understanding or doesn't entirely understand what Bollywood is or anything in between, what is Bollywood?
So Bollywood is basically movies that's made in Hindi, which is the main language of India. Like, a lot of people speak Hindi, so Bollywood made this. And it started out in the 1930s. You could say it's kind of like a ripoff, but good. It's like a mixture of Bombay and Hollywood, because Bollywood started in Bombay, which is current-day Mumbai. And so it's like Bollywood. And even though there's, like, many, many, like, Hollywood and Bollywood, like, movie industries... Bollywood is, like, the largest movie industry out there.
Which I didn't know about, which is, like, crazy. I mean, I guess that's just my own ignorance, especially considering, like, how large India is, right? Like, I, like, with that.
That is true.
Right? Like, I guess, like, just from a Western perspective, you know, like, we are self-absorbed at times where we're just, like, everything starts and ends in the United States. And if it's not pretty in the United States, like... doesn't exist.
It's irrelevant.
I mean, to be honest,
irrelevant. Yeah.
Hollywood did start in America. It started in the United States. But in India just, like, took that idea and, like, refined it and made their own.
Yeah. And we'll get into this. It's so its own thing from my very limited exposure and knowledge of it. But yeah, I was so fascinated to see that, like, this is way bigger financially and its reach than Hollywood is. Which is crazy. Like, I'm sure there's probably, you know, we probably have hundreds, dozens, four listeners that are listening. They're just like, yeah, I had no idea. What are some things, I guess, that, like, makes a Bollywood movie definitively Bollywood?
Got them action scenes.
Okay. What about the action scenes?
Yeah. All right. So, like, it's a huge pet peeve of mine, especially. With the action scenes. It's actually in any movie, even in, like,
action.
Hollywood movies.
Action.
When the action scene is just way over the top, you know? But not just that. It's when that main character, like, flips over a car, pulls the bad guy down onto the street, throws another bad guy at him, throws another one into a watermelon cart, while that dude's wielding a sword,
well,
which
always,
never uses.
There's always got to be a fruit cart. In,
oh,
in any action
single
scene.
One.
Okay, oh, action no, scenes are good.
Bollywood,
the action scenes
there's
are
every
good.
Single one. If you watch any... I'm gonna pull out a specific actor because I need to. Ajay Devgan, he's a pretty good actor, just really good in comedy movies. However, I would rate him one of the lesser actors.
Okay.
Because of his action scenes in serious movies are just too much.
They take you out of it.
They like it's not just that. It seems so unrealistic. It's just like why?
Okay. So over the top action scenes.
Huge part
do you think,
of it.
You guys think that's a characteristic of a Bollywood movie?
Yeah, but also musicals. Oh my god. The amount of jokes that I made about, like, Indian parents, like, not being satisfied with Avengers Endgame because it didn't have enough musicals. Like, it was, like, it was...
Could you imagine like, Tony Stark singing on the battlefield?
If you look at like a Marvel movie, there's like music in the background, but it's just
score.
Like,
but it's like dun, yeah. dun, 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 dun.
Like
it's
not.
But in like Bollywood, sometimes like the actors sing it and they're like dancing and they're doing
like,
stuff.
It's almost like breaking the fourth wall. Like in an action movie, the actors don't hear like Arnold Schwarzenegger does not hear dun 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 as he's walking. Could you and like he's like bobbing his head to it. But that's not the case for a lot of Bollywood movies. They actually are singing and dancing and enacting some of these scenes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a break between the movie. They're like acting and acting and acting.
It feels like a Broadway musical at times, but it's like not.
No, because in like Broadway musical, everything's just singing or like musical.
Yeah.
But in Bollywood movies, it's like, okay, you're acting and there's like stuff's happening and suddenly there's like a song and like everybody's dancing and singing. Yeah. And then
and
like
in the movie,
public's involved in it.
Yeah, the public. Where did you get these people from and how did you happen to be in this scene or in this spot? You're in a library and you just happen to have all these people who can dance phenomenally.
And be very well choreographed.
Yeah, like, yeah. But I kind of like that in a way that like it is like a musical, like, and if you're a theater fan, like where there's an element of reality you kind of have to just discard. Like, people don't break into song in real life.
Yeah. Although, I do that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, man.
Why haven't
I do? I mean, really, if you look at Disney movies, really bad sing, which is the exact same.
I do it under my breath, except when I'm recording for DCV, right?
Oh, man.
Then okay. It's always over my breath.
Over?
What is that? I mean, if you look at Disney movies, like, the princess is just like, I'm just going to sing a very nice song now.
Yeah, like, and it's like, yeah, the princess is always singing a song, like, by herself, and she's, like, very pensive, deep in thought. And
like speechless, she just starts singing. It's just in her imagination.
Yeah, there's
like,
a lot of like
what?
Soliloquies.
Yes, like a Disney movie. I think that's a great comparison. Does progress the plot?
Yeah, it kind of adds to it too.
Yeah,
like it's connected to what's happening.
Yes, there's no
but
song.
Not
there's no song and dance just for the sake of a song and dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except in Bollywood, it sometimes is just
is
for
it?
The sake of it.
Okay.
Like some, is it really needed? Like, all right. Like, in certain spots, like, ever look at Aladdin, like, never had a friend like me. It's random song, right? It adds so much to the plot. It shows
us
what the genie can do.
Oh,
and it shows
God,
us how Aladdin doesn't choose his own greed and chooses love, right?
Yeah. Tend to, like, advance the plot. They tend to advance character development. They tend to have a purpose, but not always.
Not in Bollywood.
Okay.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they actually add a lot. But other times, it's just you put it in just for putting it in.
Okay.
No, there's actually one really good example. Pocky Hugo.
Good.
They could add like little details to like the characters and like how they're feeling towards something. Like if it's a sad song, it can show the audience like how the character's feeling and actually like make the audience experience what's happening in the movie.
Create empathy, depth of emotion.
Yeah.
That you maybe can't do sometimes through a
acting.
Scene. Yeah, through just the scene. Go ahead, Akshat, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that in this one movie called Lagan, right, the characters burst out into, well, one character actually sings, one character initiates the musical, and sometimes they do really have like a good purpose. I mean,
that's true.
In this specific example, they were losing a cricket match. India was losing a cricket match, and one character burst out this musical just to bring hope. So sometimes the musicals do have meaning.
Yeah, like the very typical.
But sometimes they're just musicals.
Yeah, but is that a huge? In order for it to be a Bollywood movie, does it have to have a musical number?
Yes.
Okay, it's not like.
I guess, or maybe not always, but more
yeah.
times
it's kind
than
of,
not.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
a, I'm not.
The romance.
I can't
ones
think
have a lot.
Of a movie at
okay.
the top of my head that doesn't have a song in it.
Okay.
Doom 3, I think. Doom 3 didn't have it, right?
So Doom 3 has Doom Machale, which doesn't have anyone singing it, but it does have it constantly in the background.
Okay.
As I mean, every
like,
single action
is
scene,
that a musical score, though, or is it...
There's lyrics.
But, like, any movie would have okay. a musical score.
There's lyrics, but, like, there's lyrics, though.
I guess the difference is, like, we'll go back to Terminator. That iconic score of dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, right? Or even just, Darth Vader when he, like, appears in Star Wars. Darth Vader, Terminator, they both don't acknowledge the song. They also aren't the ones that are playing the song.
Right.
And that's where the distinction kind of changes.
I actually just thought of a movie that has a song in which one of the characters recognizes it in Hollywood, like Marvel. If you look at Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Groot recognizes.
Yes.
Groot's like dancing to the song, and everyone's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows it's playing.
And I think that's because with Guardians of the Galaxy, the soundtrack is such a huge part of the main character's
backstory,
right? And his character that. It's not in the background. It's actually he's playing it. So that might be a part of it, which is totally different. So there's your musical number maybe for Marvel. Thanos, I think, would have, if Disney and maybe Bollywood combined and did a song.
Thanos would be dressed up in a Scrooge dancing line.
Thanos would have an awesome song because Disney villains do get great solo numbers. Scars, Be Prepared, Ursula's You Poor Unfortunate Souls. Thanos would have a good one.
Could you imagine, like, just Thanos bursting into song?
But I would imagine it'd be called My Dear Old Gauntlet.
Like, Thanos, I feel like Thanos' voice would be, like, very rough and deep.
Like Scar.
Yeah.
But I would also imagine it'd be, like, very, like, more depth, like, lyrics. Because, like, think about his backstory, you know?
Yeah, it'd have to be a tortured one, like, My Dear Old Gauntlet, but really it's about his daughter.
Right, something like that. Or like, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so, Bollywood movies, and not just this... One thing I noticed while we're staying on, one more thing about the music, as I was researching this a little bit, this was like fascinating to me because this is so backwards compared to how Hollywood movies do it. But they release the soundtrack ahead of time, and the soundtrack drives people to the theaters to see the movie, where it's like you're almost your content you're putting out is a soundtrack, and the rest of the movie is like the extra. To
it's
like, it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a marketing
there's point. Like music yeah. The music comes out and everyone's like, oh, this is such nice music, and they're just like dancing to it, singing to it, it's in parties and stuff, and then the movie comes out like it's kind a of month like, later or something.
And that's so interesting because like there's Disney movies that don't have music, and there's also Disney movies that just don't have good music, but it doesn't take away from like
the story.
You're just like, okay, cool, the music
it's
sucked.
It's just like something ironic. It's like if people like listen to the song beforehand. And it's like they watch a 5-hour movie. They're like, oh, the 5 hours are just extra. I'm here for the song.
Right?
Like, yeah, man, like the action scenes are back on. Come on. Like, really?
The action is the background.
Oh, man, I got to watch this guy get thrown into a cart of watermelons again.
Yeah, I mean, like, why?
That was so fascinating for me. Like, when I read that, I took a couple seconds to just absorb that because it's just so different than how movies are done in the U.S. But I think that's so cool because, like, I almost wonder, like, you're almost watching the movie to see how the song integrates with the plot.
Like, again, the music
or at least
is
that's how I would
is like an important part of the movie because, because it's kind of like a trailer.
Yeah,
it kind of gives small insight into the movie, and it's like. Oh, okay. Now I get why they showed that in the music.
Okay. Or like you'd be just like, that's from the video I watched. Like when they see the musical, like that's from the video I watched.
Are there videos that get released too, or is it just audio?
Yeah, there are a lot of music.
Videos too.
Huh.
What actually happens with a lot of the songs is when they go on Spotify or some other place, they're actually marketed for the movie, even though, like you said, the movie is not out.
I feel like if I heard the music. I don't know, for me, I don't know that that would get me to go watch the movie. I think I would just go, cool, I like the music.
It's a nice song, right?
Like, I mean, I still haven't seen Hamilton. I heard some, but like, I've heard the songs, and I'm like, really cool.
If you listen to the songs, you have the entire understanding. The entire thing is songs.
Yeah.
The narration comes from like 2 minutes.
Too much songs can get boring.
That's a great distinction. It's totally different than musicals and that. In that nature. I've heard the songs of Hamilton. Honestly. I need nothing else now from Hamilton. Yeah. People are going to kill me now for saying that. All Is Well has been in my head for 3 days.
It is such a catchy and good song. Catchy. I love it, bro.
And I think that song is good enough. If I went the reverse and heard All Is Well first and then was told, yo, dude, there's this movie that has that song. You should go check it out. I think it's hard for me to guess. But I think I might be curious. Enough to be like, all right, cool. Let me see why.
I mean, I still like, remember some of the scenes from that song.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if you see a song that you like, you're not going to commit an extra 2 hours just to find the background behind the song. It's like, song is when, you know, they're trying to revive the baby. Like, it's not like, No, and that actually happens if you didn't get to you that. Know, like, oh. They all actually is use well. That to revive a baby. But.
That's so interesting. Like, Pocky, go ahead.
It's from like 3 days, right? All is well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny, the video yeah. itself.
Yes.
So, like I said, it gives like insight into the movie. It's like, since 3 Idiots is a comedy movie,
yeah.
the song is kind of funny itself.
This, yeah.
The and it shows like what these actors do. And kind of gives like
yeah.
what might happen in the movie, like why it might be so interesting.
Why that's a mantra of just saying all is well.
Right, yeah. but all is well is also like it, like the entire message, because like they're college Three students, years. They're dealing with huge amounts of yeah. like if you don't know, they went into, I believe, a made up institution. It might be real, I'm not exactly sure. But there are similar institutions in India mm-hmm. which put similar amounts of work. So if you actually look at the statistics, one of the highest rate of suicide for schools is in India.
And that's one of the big themes that's happening in
right.
that scene.
You want that to stop. Have fun with your work and don't overload the students. So all is well. It's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
All is well. You can deal with it.
I was actually Googling it. Yeah, it's yeah. Yeah, it's right. He's right. It's actually really concerning, though. I've watched TED Talks on this. I've, you know, watched a lot of videos based on, you know, school system. In India, it's very rigorous. I mean, it's unnecessary at that point. Like,
right, so that's how the music ties into that
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it spreads that message. That
again,
yes,
more the musical has a meaning.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and when it's got societal commentary, I think, you know, it's more than just a song. It's yeah. it's a reflection on either the society within the movie or a society in general. So the music obviously plays a huge part. What other Bollywood, what are some other things that are just so quintessentially Bollywood?
Oh, romance, yeah. Yeah, because of that.
There always has to be romance?
Not always. Cause okay?
That's an American thing,
the best
too.
Movies. Okay, not all the best movies. But one of the best movies, which is 3 Idiots. Oh, no, there's a romance. Dude.
Yeah, there's
Dang, yeah. I got caught up in my
so here, Doom so 3.
I got to
three,
that part
no
yesterday.
Romance.
Where
Doom
I'm like,
3, there's no romance.
I'm like, of course there's a romance now.
Doom 3, there's like a 5-minute romance between the main character's twin brother.
Okay.
And some other character, right?
God,
but it
yeah.
really only lasts 5 minutes.
Okay.
As in, it comes at the end of the movie.
Okay.
And then directly after that...
oh, no, the mall. The mall has zero...
Oh, yeah, so like... Oh, yeah, that is true. The mall is a comedy movie. It has zero things. But that's because it was designed to be a comedy movie in the aspect that there's, like, zero action scenes, zero romance.
Okay.
Oh, there's
zero
action,
anything
there
besides comedy.
Scenes.
The
there
straight thing
scenes.
Is just comedy.
Okay.
Also, could you imagine any of those characters falling in love?
Hold up.
No
girl
would ever reciprocate.
Hold up. I need
but
to rebut this.
That is what makes sometimes comedies so funny. I mean, like, Dumb and Dumber is one of my favorite movies of all time, and Dumb and Dumber has a romance in it with Mary and Harry, and that's kind of what you just said. Like, who would fall in love with these two idiots?
Right.
Like, and but that's kind of what makes it so funny. Mary's like so well to do and like very well put together and like affluent, and like Harry is dumb.
Wait, yeah,
dumb. I think he's dumb, not dumber. I don't know.
I need to rebut your statement. Saying no action scenes in the mall. Come on. There are good action scenes. When
on.
He makes the gun out of soap was actually the funniest thing ever.
Sorry,
what he does is he finds. Okay, so what he does, right? They're trying to the basic rundown is they're trying to find some a lot of money, right?
Okay.
So one of them tries to get a bus to the place, and so when they finally get a bus, guess what happens? The bus is hijacked,
hilarious.
And he's That's taken to the funny. Back. And he finds a bar of soap. So what he does is somehow he makes the bar of soap look like make it into a gun. He threatens the terrorist with it. He gets off the bus, and then they follow him. They're like, are you gonna end me? And then it starts raining, and the soap and it's the funniest thing ever.
But the thing is, the worst thing is, so he took out his ID from it, right? So they couldn't track him or something. I forgot what the backstory is a little bit on that, but he didn't have his ID on him, right? So they thought he was an undercover cop. So that was the worst part about it all. So they even had more resentment towards
That's
him.
That's awesome.
During that time.
So one of the things that I'm hearing then, and you guys mentioned like villains, which doesn't seem too different than your typical Hollywood movie, is how the villains are portrayed.
Not exactly. In Bollywood, so like one thing you notice in Hollywood is that there's always some kind of like tragic backstory, at least some kind of backstory that makes a big deal out of it, right?
Sometimes.
But like Thanos, his planet was ending.
Yeah.
He has some kind of justification. However, in Bollywood, they're just so portrayed to be so evil. Like Sholay, Gabbar Singh, absolutely iconic movie for anyone who's watched the movie.
It's like very old.
Okay, hold
I've
on.
I watched it like twice or thrice with my dad. It is very iconic. People use like sentences from it.
That's awesome.
And like it's hilarious.
So
it's Gabber hilarious Singh with is... action. It's like comedy action.
Okay.
More action though. It's like a western. Yeah.
But
it's
with
like
80s, a lot of 80s action movies, your bad guys do not have this sympathetic backstory.
Right, but this is in the 70s. This is a western action movie turned Bollywood. Okay. Right. It's completely western. You got Amitabh Bachchan, absolutely. OG in the game.
Oh okay. My god,
right, but like you see young him, and I was like, that's Amitabh Bachchan.
Yeah, he Whoa. Is an amazing actor. He's in a lot of movies.
Okay,
and a lot of people know him. He's just
is
very
he typecast
good.
as a villain?
No, he's usually typecast as in very like. So actually, I would say he's a very well rounded. But as far as I know him, he's usually plays in like sad tragedies.
Okay.
But like seeing him in an person. Action movie with jeans on, with a gun, being an outlaw, chasing Gabber Singh, that was like crazy for me. That was mind-blowing.
Wait. Different for how he's normally
the movie,
portrayed.
Yeah. The movie show, that it's just amazing.
But what happens is Gabber Singh is completely so evil. Like he's made to be the most like evil man on planet Earth. Like, for example, he did this. One time, nothing even happened to him, right? But he shot this one policeman, all his family, and then cut off the policeman's arm.
Yeah, he's like, give me your hand. He's like, in Hindi, it was like, did a hot, did a Thakur. Like, the guy's name, the policeman's name is Thakur, okay? And then he's like, give me your hand. And he just cuts it off.
But it plays in, like, later, because now this Thakur guy wants revenge. So he hires the main two characters, which happen to be outlaws.
Okay.
Right? Into getting Gabber Singh. But also, Gabber Singh is like, here's another scene. Like, for one, has a pistol. You've heard of Russian roulette, right?
Yeah.
Imagine now with three pistols, three guys, this who used to be henchmen, right?
Okay.
But he plays the usual villain card where he kills off his henchmen after they fail.
Oh, my God.
Right? So he has three of them line up, and he's like, I will fire three shots. Let's see who lives, right? All three of them live, right? Somehow, through luck. And then everyone starts laughing. And these three guys are like, and then they start laughing. They laugh really hesitantly, right? And the guy turns around, and then he just zips around and shoots them again, and all three of them die.
So one of the other things that I thought was very interesting about like what makes a Bollywood movie definitively Bollywood, I think Paki, you kind of put a few things about them being family oriented and like family drama. You want to speak to that?
And okay, so Hindi movies, basically, India isn't like the richest country ever, right? So not everyone can afford like more than one TV. So the family usually watches together. Even now, like, most people you'll find, like, they have one TV in the house in the living room or anywhere they stay. And, like, family watches movies together. Sometimes it's separated, but most of the time, everyone watches by themselves. No one watches by themselves,
so
actually.
It's a source of family time.
It includes, like, the family idea, but it's not very childish.
Okay.
But it's also appropriate for them. It's not inappropriate, but it's appropriate.
Yeah.
So they tend to go towards the ages of, like, I would say, like, 7 or 8-ish okay. up to, like, adult.
So and the 7-year, 8-year old really won't, maybe, if it's
they
anything,
won't understand it in that deep manner. Like, Frozen 2, little kids watch it, but there's, like, another understanding behind it.
Yeah.
But not the little kids won't understand it, but they enjoy the movie.
It's not inappropriate for a kid, but it's also not going to bore an adult to tears.
Yeah, and it's so.
I think it kind of shows
what India is like.
Okay.
Like, it's very colorful.
It's a cultural
immersion. If you go to, like, Rajasthan, Gujarat, like, people wear colorful clothing. They express themselves as very colorful everywhere, very decorative and everything. So, there's this Bollywood movie. I can't remember the name, but it has, like, partying in it. It's very filled.
Like,
it has a lot of emotions and stuff.
So, I was, like, in watching the hour and a half that I've gotten through Three Idiots so far, and again, me not finishing it is not an indictment on the movie. I think the movie is actually fantastic, and I'm excited to finish watching it. I hope sometime this weekend.
You better.
I will.
It is a good movie.
You're gonna tell me everything that happens. You're gonna tell me. So just so I can test you.
You could quiz me on Monday.
You're gonna get that dirt quiz.
You're gonna get that dirt quiz.
I will
give you a dirt quiz.
He's gonna get that dirt quiz.
Ooh. All right.
Did you watch this stuff?
You should get 100 this time too.
Okay. Dude's quiz. Did you watch this stuff?
Did you watch this? I do.
Do you really think they're idiots?
Yes.
So far, No.
Yes. Correct. They are idiots.
And so the reason that I'm referencing this movie, again, this is my only reference point. What you said about like the cultural immersion of like it's very India, you said, was like I kept watching it and I kept thinking I don't know what India is like. I only know the portrayal through movies and anything that I've seen, whether it's accurate or not. I kept thinking, what's Americanized? Like, what is – and I wouldn't know if it's exclusively an American experience or if it's, hey, look at that similarity. But I found the college experience that they portray to be very, like, Americanized in the fraternizing and, like, the fraternity aspect. Like, they're hazing them when they're – we're not going to get into detail on that scene. But, like, they're Like, they're hazing.
He got electrocuted. He got in the wrong place. Oh, yeah.
Saltwater conducts electricity.
Yeah. So they're like, but they're hazing one another when they first get there. And like, it is this kind of like brotherhood that they are experiencing. And I'm like, that literally feels like any state, any city, any town, USA in college. But so like, I thought that was
the different thing about Three Idiots in the school there is like here, there's like, oh, you're going through school. You're doing good. You need to do good. But India, it's like a race. People are going for first place. Like, I need to be the best in my class. Mm-hmm. A pluses. Everything A pluses. And, like, you have to be the best. It's that mindset that makes so many people so stressed out because they're not in first place.
And
and there can only be one. So if there's 50, you have 49 losers then, according to that mentality.
And the second place is still really good.
Oh, my God.
It's still the top 4%. It's still, you know, Harvard. It's still, like, Stanford. It's still and it's in. Like, it's still not good enough. And
it's
very like
hard to get into first place. There's usually, like,
but they can only
two
be one.
Main people who are, like, fighting against each other.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone else is like, I gotta go, but, like, they're fighting already.
But that's
and
not
there's like,
at all.
Okay, one of us is gonna be the winner.
Right.
And I'm gonna be the winner.
There's gonna be a loser.
Yeah, so what I don't like is that why can't they engineer such a system where everybody can be a winner? Like, it's not, they're only looking at it one way. They're only looking at it through one lens.
It's very
and
cutthroat.
It's very bad.
If you want an example, how are you, home viewers?
There are people out there who don't have that mindset. Like, for example, my dad. My dad is like, don't worry about your grades. Worry about what you understood from it.
I love your dad.
My dad isn't like that. It's not.
Poorly timed then, because if I love your dad, sorry. But like, no, like I love that mentality. Like, that is such a beautiful mentality to focus on the learning and what you get out of it rather than the race, like you said. So I think what's interesting too is like the 2.5 hours. Don't they have to kind of be 2.5 hours at least with like the musical numbers?
Because
you're elongating. You're elongating. If you have four songs, the songs are 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Sometimes they unnecessarily stretch it out. Like with Mahendra Singh Dhoni, I mean, the movie was incredible, but did it have to be 3 hours? No. Did they want it to be 3 hours? Yes.
Dude,
I mean,
every movie that hits the 2-hour and 45-minute mark, I feel. Did this have to be this long?
Oh, like, whenever I'm finished watching a movie that's, like, 3 hours, I'm like, wow, I'm gonna have, like, the worst case of, like, lethargy ever.
Yeah.
When I, like, I
Soleil
can't. Like,
has
I
a
have
running
to
time of 3.5 hours.
No, too much.
I mean, if you watch Star Wars.
It's an amazing movie. I watched it in 2 sittings. Even for me, that's crazy.
The Godfather 2, I think it's, like, 2 hours and 50 minutes. That's the only movie that I've sat through. And The Dark Knight. Those are the only two movies, like the second one, that are that long that I give absolutely like full amnesty towards. Go ahead, you can run for 4 hours. Like, they were just so perfect.
This is why I never want to watch Titanic. I just can't build it up for myself. When you reach over 3 hours, that's the moment where I had to say, bruh, you've done something wrong.
Watch Titanic once. It's a great story, but like there's shots too with like the ship, obviously, that are just beautiful, and that's good. But yeah, doesn't have to be that long. Come on, Rose, can't you tell this story a little bit quicker? Like, these people just want to know where the ruby is, and you're giving your whole backstory.
I mean, so, a lot of it's a long.
Knowing kind of now, like the build up, the makeup of like a Bollywood movie. What makes a Bollywood movie not just for foreign film fans?
Yeah.
Like, how would you sell me on, or anybody, it doesn't have to just be me, like, on sitting down and watching or getting into Bollywood movies?
First,
Akshay, go for it.
It has a lot of things that are it's hard to explain, but it's like you're saying you're making a glass of lemonade, right?
Okay.
And let's say the lemonade in this case is, you know, an American film, and then the lemon that you put in, the lemon juice you put into it, the water, the sugar, everything like that is like the different film elements. Now imagine taking that, except with a lot more ingredients, and you have a Bollywood movie. I mean, they exaggerate a lot of, they don't exaggerate, but they put a lot more literary on it.
It's basically the exact same, like, think about it.
I like the analogy. A lemon. So it's like a lemonade cocktail that's got depth and complexity.
It's just a big, like, a lot of ingredients.
It's a very big genre.
Okay.
Bollywood is a big genre.
Okay.
You can't just be like, oh, Bollywood is Bollywood. There's many things in it that make it Bollywood, especially some of the things that
it's not just lemon, sugar, and water.
Yeah,
well, obviously,
that's good.
It's more like a master, like
I like it.
Plan.
I like it.
Just new language.
I like
and
it.
Sort of new culture, but really, it's just the same thing.
Speaking about language, English.
Oh my God! There's another
English
another very
home.
Important point that actually reminds me of Yash. The only thing I really strongly disagree about Yash's thing is that Yash is trying to, like, well, actually, everybody's, is that we're trying to make it seem like it's the exact same thing, and that's kind of doing a big disservice to Bollywood. I mean, it's not the same thing, and that's what makes it for foreign film fans. I mean,
yeah.
For literally anyone. I mean,
it's its own beverage.
It's different. Like, they're not afraid. It's different. They're not trying to, like, a lot of people criticize the musicals. Like, oh, why does it have to be a musical there? Like, they're not afraid to deviate. They're
or if
not,
you don't like the
they
musicals,
don't want to assimilate.
Don't watch. Like, it's not for
it's
you.
It's hard to
like,
explain.
They're like, you don't like musicals? Okay, bye.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain every single thing that's in Bollywood unless you watch the movie.
I feel like I have to be in a... I like being in a mood for something so different. Like, and that's why I think the lemonade and the coffee analogy... I usually drink my coffee dark.
Cool.
But there's some times where, like, I want, like, a sweeter, like, California cold or Starbucks type of, like, treat, coffee. And I think it's a matter of the mood. So the musicals, I think, are a nice just change to it. What threw me off is the Hinglish, though. Like, that – and I asked you this, I think, once
like,
a couple
yeah.
days ago where I was like, they started the movie and it was in English. So I kind of – sitting and I'm watching. And
Wait,
then all of a sudden I, like, blinked and I was like – wait, I got to read. Oh, my God, I got to read. What's happening here? And then it was like back to English. And then it was I would say a sentence in English and then Hindi. And then it would just – there was no like rhythm to
I
it.
Mean,
is that something that's present in a lot of Bollywood movies?
No.
Okay.
No. It's present in
really?
Our lives.
No, not exactly.
I speak English at home.
Yeah.
English – do the audience know what – it, did you explain what English was?
No, why don't you go ahead, Akshay?
English is like, it's a very fun pun. I mean, that's really all it is. I'm just kidding. Okay. English is like, English is a combination of two languages. It's not an official language,
right.
But it's just a language that, you know, a lot of people speak. Like, for example, like, if you want to ask the time in English, you'd say, time kya hai? Kya matlab?
Like,
meaning,
time is
time, kya meaning what, right?
Okay.
Instead of saying that in normal Hindi, it's like, samay kya hai? Which means, well, what is the time? And that's kind of, it's an amalgamation of Hindi and English. It's like when you speak a word in, like, a few words, a phrase in English and a word
yeah.
a phrase in Hindi, and you intertwine the languages.
Yeah, and it's like,
and it's very easy to understand.
That's
well,
what I was going to ask.
In my
that's
opinion.
What I was going to ask. Like, I guess it is in a way because you're, I mean, it's either something entirely foreign that you don't understand, or it's foreign with a little bit of stuff like the sugar that's going to cut through the bitterness of coffee. Like, it kind of helped me understand a little bit of, like, what was happening without having to necessarily read. Because I can hear – it's like if you're asking me, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? And you're like, it's over – bro, you're going to get some books? They're right over there. I mean, oh, okay. I could kind of follow this conversation, like, a little bit. I just thought that was so fascinating. With the English part. Best movies.
Oh my
let's,
God.
Let's really now there alienate or really justify a lot of our audience.
It's
and
a big
what I love that Yash did with, again, like our producer right here. What I love that
I'm
Yash
the best
did
producer.
Was he is. What
I
he
am
did,
the best producer.
I don't know. Alice, I may have to give Alice Lee best producer for the K-pop what? Episode. She came with like 12 pages of just
controversial
oh, wow.
opinion.
I love
K-pop.
K-pop. I listen
on,
to K-pop.
K-pop is not good.
No, I'm talking about the
what?
Production
K-pop is good.
Of
okay.
the episode, not the content. So anyway, What I love that Yash did was, Yash, this is like the most amount of compliments I'm going to throw your way like all year.
Nice.
Not even for his writing. I mean, just.
Oh, no, no.
You have to keep his ego in check. Like, it's like you give him one, you give him one compliment, you got to derail his writing. Think about the grammar errors. Think about how he's using the semicolons improperly. There are bad, there are incorrect verb uses.
You're giving me the, you're giving me the champion belt at least three times. I'm like,
I realize that this may either need to get cut or just contextualized because we're having our audience just out of nowhere just being like, he's given him the belt before? What's happening in this room? So what I like that you did was we were talking about like ranking best movies, and I love that you kind of categorized them by categories. So let's start with romance.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Oh my God.
Favorite romance movies or DDLJ. Best romance. Okay.
DDLJ.
Dil Wale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge.
Okay.
I butchered the pronunciation a little bit at the end. It basically means those of heart will take the bride.
Okay. Those of heart will take the bride. That sounds like a romance movie. Right, I'm going to take your heart. It's a horror movie.
Yash, I'm going to take your heart, right?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
So you've also got two states on there. And we'll count romance and rom-com kind of together in the same category. Other romance movies are you guys in love with? See what I did there?
Get that one.
Okay.
DDLJ, I think, needs it's really good. I think it definitely
don't say what you're gonna say. Just don't. It's really good. Cut it off.
That's it.
It's a really good movie. He doesn't have anything.
Good movie, and I think the soundtrack was amazing.
Okay.
And what they did,
would I cry if I watched it?
Huh?
Would I cry?
No.
Okay.
You're a man of heart,
but like, not at all, bro. Remember when we watched Life is Beautiful?
Oh my God, yeah.
It's really not that sad, but whatever.
Let's not get into that.
DDLJ. What I think, what I like what they did is that they did this, right? So, Bollywood has this entire thing where every romance starts with a hatred. Two people have to fight for them to start loving each other, right?
Not best friends to lovers, but...
Haters
to lovers.
More like the guy hits on the girl.
Yeah.
The girl's like, what are you doing?
He's portrayed as
playboy. Okay. Sort of like
he's a pig.
He likes to date anyone, but he doesn't enjoy commitment. Commitment is the entire idea that he hates.
I've seen this movie before.
It's in like
it's called real life.
I mean, what?
It's a common
I didn't say anything.
But it's an effective one, obviously, for a reason.
Right. So what they did very effective is that it did follow this.
Okay.
But it also set the precedent for this. As in, I don't think there was any previous movie which was as famous as this. So it did it. It set the precedent. But it also did it quite well. As in, they build their romance slowly over time.
Okay. Cool. Other romance movies that are worth noting?
I actually have not watched many romance movies. So
I just want to compliment. I just want to go on DDLJ. It's like, it's a really good movie because of the one iconic scene. It's like when he's telling the woman to turn. What I can slightly critique is that it feels like you're cheating when, like, in context, the woman's about to marry someone who she doesn't know. Very historically accurate. The other person is, like, already engaged with her, and it's so weird because it's not official. Nobody knows about it.
Okay.
It's an affair. They try to elope, and it's so, like...
And Hollywood does that, too, though, where they shine a positive light, but really it's like, but you're being dishonest.
But the thing is, she can't tell, as in, like, because that's the thing. You're looking at it through the American point of view, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I do, too, right, because I grew up here. But if you look at it through the Indian point of view...
Which is probably so important.
It sort of makes sense. In India...
Makes sense that it's... What makes sense? What's justified?
Why she can't just tell them that she's...
That she's not...
Because
most of the time in India, it's
usually fixed marriage by the parents. The parents, like, kind of interview the other person. And they're like, okay, is this guy smart enough? Is he well-earning? Is he good?
Is he a provider?
He or she, like, it could be either.
Not just that, like, also has to do with your zodiac signs.
Okay.
The people who are actually getting married. The people who are actually getting married, they don't get to choose. The parents are like, okay, this has to be good for my child.
So not be able to tell would, like, totally make sense culturally because you can't just say, oh, somebody else took my heart. Am I understanding this right?
Yes, it would be like, okay, good for you. Marry this dude.
I'm not even joking. Mahatma Gandhi, he married at the, I believe, the age of 13.
Okay.
13. I get this remark. I get this remark a lot. It's like, 100 years ago, you'd be married. It's weird, but it's true. Like,
yeah. What are some action movies that stand out
Doom
to you guys?
Doom 3. So such a good overarching story. I love what they did at the end. Oh my God. Okay. So here's what the weird thing about Doom 3 is, like, I made a lot of like conditional statements saying, okay, if this happens, then it's my favorite. If this doesn't happen, then it's not my favorite. And yeah, the reason why it was my favorite is because none of them happened. And it was so unpredictable, but it was so good. And it played along, like, I don't know what it's called, but it ties back to one very important earlier part in the movie where they never even get separated, even by death, and they die together. Okay. And that was so good.
It was like, I was saying,
okay,
they should get captured by the police, and it's not a good movie, or they escape and they live a good life, which is a good movie, and they die together, which is technically is none of them. And it's so, so good.
Just unpredictable.
And also, Abhishek Bachchan looks like you, Niall. Don't cut
Sorry,
that out.
Niall, he really doesn't. Anyways, can we move on to Sholay?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, Abhishek Bachchan dressed up like a plumber to... Or an electrician.
Dude,
to
Niall
spy on them.
Niall dressed up as the plumber. We all know that.
I texted him that, and
I'm probably
going to get blocked soon. Anyway, so
other action movies that stand out that you guys love.
Sholay.
What about it?
I didn't watch
Sholay.
First of all.
Iconic.
Sell it to me.
Precedent.
There's... Sorry.
You can go.
You know, speaking of Sholay, it's iconic, right? Andaz Apna. That is very, very iconic. Again.
Okay.
It's also an old movie, like Sholay. And it is hilarious.
Okay. Action movie that's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's
this guy who's going for this girl, and he has to like do a bunch of things, and it's kind of funny the way he does it. The movie is just good. I have no comments. It's just good.
Okay.
It's just good. Like,
I don't
really
remember most
it,
of it because last time I watched it was like a couple of years ago. I'm not sure. But all I remember, it's good.
All right.
It's funny.
All right. What about... Oh, go ahead, Yash.
Sholay. All right. So it set a huge precedent because it kind of had this formula, which was kind of, I would say, a bit overused, right?
What's the formula?
You got this really, really, really bad villain. I was talking about it before. Gabbar Singh, right?
Okay.
Absolutely iconic. In fact, he was actually used in Daz Apna Apna, where they made a joke about the villain in that movie being like Gabbar Singh because they wanted to appeal to that villain to be like, oh, yeah, you're just like Gabbar Singh. People around you fear you, right? But then they ended up like betraying the main characters, ended up betraying him, right? They were trying to distract him, right? But Gabbar Singh became such an iconic...
Basically, the Wikipedia on the plot is it's about two criminals hired by a retired police officer to capture a ruthless character.
And that police officer's name is Thakur, I think. Yeah, pretty sure.
Thakur. And then, so those two, one I said is Amitabh Bachchan, which is mind-blowing to me. Seeing young Amitabh Bachchan with jeans and a gun.
Okay.
That's crazy, man. You see him in a cardigan.
Oh, yeah. No. Kaun Banega Kharorpati. He does that now. It's a good one.
I mean, it's apparently it was ranked first in the British Film Institute's 2002 poll of top 10 Indian films.
Who, Amitabh Bachchan?
Mind-boggling.
And the 70s, in the 70s, it was absolutely mind-boggling.
Interesting.
And also, there's a huge thing with that. With those two characters have such a strong brotherhood.
Okay.
Right? So that's one thing. Like, that's a huge thing in Bollywood movies where two characters will usually have a really strong brotherhood, but it set a bunch of precedents. Not only that, like, a girl gets kidnapped. Vasanthi, I think that's her name, right?
I'm not sure what her name is.
Right, but the girl, one of the character likes, gets kidnapped by Gabbar Singh, right? That said, a huge thing, right? Practically, if you watch any old Salman Khan movie, girl gets kidnapped. Now hero goes in, saves her, the usual. It's such a huge precedent. Also, ruthless villain. You have that undying love that starts in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Like the two characters just meet eyes, and then one of them falls so hard. One scene in Sholay, right? The dudes start standing on top of this water thing, like, you know, the water towers, that water thing? And he's like, I will die if the mom doesn't let me wet her.
Whoa.
Right? It's so over the top.
Intense.
And his brother knows that he's not going to kill himself.
Okay.
Like, not really brother, like brother and like, not blood, but arms, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, he knows. He knows that he's not going to do it. But he's like, but then the mother accepts, right? Because she's just scared. She's like, what? I don't want to be the cause of this man's death. And they end up They ended up marrying. It's crazy. Also had like three different endings, and they released different ones to different theaters.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool. So, what about comedies? You recommended
The Mall.
Go ahead.
The Mall. Oh my god, why? It's so good.
Absolute brilliance.
Because the acting is brilliant, and don't ask me who the actors are, because I totally know. And it's just. Oh my god.
If you actually see it, there's so many really good not comedy scenes. So
everything,
famous actors.
What kind of comedy? Because Three Idiots.
It's not dark comedy, but it's like. It's just like, I don't know how to describe it.
It's like comedy.
Childish,
funny comedy.
Childish, cartoonish
comedy. That's what it's like. It's family oriented.
So physical comedy.
Not just that. It's cartoonish comedy, but it's also like a bunch of things. Like, you know, he's like.
Can I give an example?
He's like, who has a basically child's mind, right?
Okay.
He's like an adult, right? And there's another one who's a little bit older, and they're chasing money, right? That's the entire plot.
Okay.
They're chasing money, there's a hidden treasure, and big things, right? Now he's like, Adi, right? Because that's the older one, so the child's mind brother. They're like licking his lollipop or whatever, and he's like, Adi, right? And he's like, there's a car, we can steal it to go to the place, right? And he's too busy, and then the other dude's too busy asking someone. And then when the other guy turns around, someone got in the car and left. And then he's like, we could have gotten to that car, right? And he's like, that's what I was trying to tell you. And he's like, so why didn't you tell me? Why'd you keep on saying my name?
So a lot of like circumstantial comedy then.
Oh, there was another really good one at the very beginning that made my father and I die laughing. And it was one of them. One of the characters was pretending to be like a bodyguard or like a guard or security.
Is this
and
the same movie?
And he's like, I'm the best guard that this nation has to offer. Oh, and guess what happens in the background? A mansion goes up in flames. He gets
this
fired.
This is the most secure spot in India. Best it was from a Johnny English movie, you know?
Okay.
So it's like, actually if you watch Johnny English number one, right? He's like, this is the most secure spot in England, right? And then the bomb goes out from the background. But that's the exact thing that happened in this one. It's like, this is the most secure spot in all of India. And a bomb goes off in the background.
So that does sound like circumstance comedy. That's funny. Is this the same movie that Yash was talking about?
Yeah. The Mall has, I believe, three parts. There's The Mall 2, and The Mall Again.
Okay.
The Mall Again actually came out before The Mall 2.
Okay.
It's something like that. I don't exactly know the numbers, okay. But yeah.
There's this another comedy movie called Golmaal.
What do you like about it?
It's funny, and it has, like, people in it. They're not exactly, they're, like, almost like the actors in Three Idiots. It's kind of like Three Idiots. Actually, it's kind of pretty similar to Three Idiots.
Okay.
It's good. You have to watch it. There's, like, I think there's a Golmaal 2 or 3.
They went Golmaal again.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, Golmaal and Golmaal again.
And then Golmaal 3, I think.
It's good. It's like iconic. Golmaal, there's a song in it. Like, everyone sings it. It's like, I forgot the lyrics.
It's that catchy.
It's that catchy that like it comes and then it just goes.
And then just goes.
Yeah,
I like it.
Stays in there.
So, I mean, like, one of the things that I'm really liking about Three Idiots, and a great recommendation, Yash, is I wonder what that says about me that you're recommending Three Idiots. You're like, you could be the fourth.
Oh, Yash, you got something to say? You got something to say.
Yeah, come at me, bro. Was that like a very subtle dig? Like, you'd like this movie, Mr. Ancona. You're an idiot.
If I wanted to diss you, I would post it on Spotify.
I would be on your diss track? I would get to be on a... You would have a diss
Mr.
track.
Mr. Ancona, I hate the way you grade our test. You like are it. A pest.
You are dirt. I'm going to put you in the dirt.
And you are nerds.
Yeah.
You are nerds. God. Speaking of
did
dirt,
you read this you know, stuff?
Dungal? Dungal is a true story about two girls.
Uh-huh.
And the dad wanted sons. And he wanted them to be like...
Wrestlers?
Yeah, wrestlers. Thank you.
Okay.
And he made the girls do work. And like, it was not accepted by society at the time. It was like, oh, they're girls. Sure. How are they supposed to wrestle?
Yeah.
Oh, Dungal.
But they like worked till they were like... It older and so the dad went to the fields, made like this whole area for them to wrestle
Dungal,
because
right?
No one would take them in and let them fight with other people. So he trained his daughters to wrestle, and they became like champions.
Okay, that's totally.
It's
right
a
up my
true
alley.
Life story.
I like it. What's this one called?
Dungal.
Dungal.
Okay.
Oh, Amir Khan's in there. Yeah, Amir Khan.
Amir Khan's the best.
So as we're coming down to the end of this, and this conversation is so awesome, especially because like I could hear how much you guys love all these movies. We're going to do something a little different. Instead of going around the horn and asking the same question, we're going to go around the horn right before we go, and we're going to have kind of different questions regarding Bollywood films. So, Paki, we're going to start with you. Favorite Bollywood movie?
Okay, I feel like we've said this a lot of times throughout this podcast. Three Idiots.
Really? Three After idiots. All that? All right.
Three Idiots.
That makes
I have no other movie at the top of my head.
That makes, Three Idiots. That makes me even Lagan. More excited to finish
it is
watching
a good movie, and it kind of like partly gives an insight into what schools are like.
Yeah,
and it has like a message in it.
Totally,
like,
Lagan.
Don't focus on your grades. Like, focus on what you're learning.
Yeah,
don't be like, don't let other people get to you. Like, the teacher and everybody's like, oh, they're idiots. They don't do good in school. But there's these moments in the movie where they're like super smart, and they're giving this like. There's this funny moment. Where the teacher asks them to give an explanation of a word. And they give it in such complex way. The teacher's like, give it in a simple way. And they give it in a simple way the other time.
Yeah.
And they're like, explain it more. And they're like, you just told me to give it in a simple way. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, dude, the book explanation.
Josh, that's the reference.
Yeah, the book.
That got it when we were doing Book Thief and you defined book. I think like Ion and you kind of had like a moment of laughter, I think. Or you and someone else had a moment of laughter.
The entire class was laughing.
And then that's when you... I was the only one not laughing. Like, cause I just didn't know. And then that's when you mentioned
you should have given
movie.
Attention right there.
All right, yeah. How dare you laugh? This
they
is
just
school.
Laugh because my definition of books was just so long. Cause I just
great.
I just took the entire line and read off of the IMDb.
I saw that was so now it all makes sense. Akshat, worst Bollywood movie.
Yash
one that
knows
just
this.
Gets
Yash
under
knows
your
this.
Skin that
I
just irritates you to no
hate
end.
Love Stories. That's the name of the movie. I hate love stories.
Oh, it's called I Hate Love Stories.
It's yes, and Yash, here's what it does. And
in a
why
minute,
it's so
why?
Bad. Here's why. It says, oh, this love stories are so bad, like stuff like that. And then the main character falls in love. And we got a terrible
irony.
Movie. That's why it's a terrible movie.
The
so here's
movie's
the
an
analogy
oxymoron.
I made, and here's why it's so bad. Let's say I'm walking I'm walking around the hallways, right? And there's like a ledge, right? There's a ledge. Like by the door, and let's say it's like my future me told me, oh, you're gonna stub your toe walking the signs, right? And you know exactly where, when, and how, and you still do it, like you still do it hard, like I like it, I actually like it. So you're gonna like the pain, and it's like
maybe
no,
like a small
it's just
massage
so bad.
Of
and then,
your
and then,
toe.
And then, and here's okay. what yes, and here's what Yash says, here's what Yash likes it, and he says, and he's calling me a genius for doing the exact same thing, and I think it's so. So wrong.
I'm just saying
like,
the
so
movie
incorrect.
Is like self-aware. That's
no, but it's, if it's
that's,
self-aware, it doesn't
I guess
matter.
Don't get it.
That's
it kind of matter.
How I'm interpreting it, that it's self-aware and,
it's,
and irony.
It's more like self unintelligent.
Self dumb.
Self unintelligent.
Self unintelligent.
It is a self dumb movie.
It's like I know. It's like oh, I know I'm not studying for this test. I'm still not going to study because I'm failing. And it's like you could say that you know what your mistake is. But it doesn't mean anything if
you
don't to actually act on it.
Akshat, you've sold me on this movie. I want to watch this movie next.
Let's go. Let's go.
No.
I actually enjoy this movie.
It's actually.
Between what you're saying and what Yash is saying about this, like, I feel like I kind of get it.
It's on Netflix.
I might have to watch
it. It's not on Netflix. It's actually, they sold out copies. And it just doesn't exist. Don't Google it, please.
Yash, worst Bollywood movie.
Bell Bottom.
Why?
Easy answer. First of all, he has Akshay Kumar, which I don't have
no.
a personal problem with. The man's a great man, I'm sure, right?
No.
He's just not a good actor. He has some over-dramatic scenes.
No.
And he's just not a very good actor, you can tell.
No.
When he's in comedy movies, he does a great job, man. But, like, no.
It doesn't translate to a serious movie.
But Bell Bottom, okay. Bell Bottom, worst mistake. Huge things. Amazing story. It's a real story about a terrorist threat on India and how these... team of RAW agents, right? RAW is like this spy system for India, right? How they infiltrated in Saudi Arabia, infiltrated the plane and rescued everyone, right?
Okay.
But the thing is, in the movie, they ruined it up with the terrible twist, right? They had this twist ending, which is absolutely trash, by the way.
So you hate the movie? So
absolutely.
But what was the twist?
Resent.
Oh, don't give away the twist? Well, listen, I think I've got some great movies now that I'm going to keep on this dock that I'll be able to come back to after I finish Three Idiots. Akshat, Paki, Yash, so great to talk to you about this. I feel so much smarter, not self-dumb.
I was the producer on the show.